brought to you by Penguin.
The Little French Village of Book Lovers by Nina George. Read by Mary Jane Wells and Steve West.
A prologue from the Little Paris Bookshop.
What do you do when you can't go on, Monsieur Perdu?
Jordan asked wearily.
Me? Nothing. Next to nothing. I take night walks through Paris until I'm tired. I clean Lulu's engine, the hull and the windows. And I keep the boat ready to go, right down to the last screw, even though it hasn't gone anywhere in 2 decades. I read books, 20 at a time, everywhere, on the toilet, in the kitchen, in cafes, on the metro. I do jigsaw puzzles that take up the whole floor, destroy them when I've finished, and then start all over again. I feed stray cats. I arrange my groceries in alphabetical order. I sometimes take sleeping tablets. I take a dose of Rilke to wake up. I don't read any books in which women like crop up. I gradually turn to stone. I carry on the same every day. That's the only way I can survive. But other than that, no. I do nothing.
Perdu made a conscious effort. The boy had asked for help. He didn't want to know how Perdu was. So give it. The bookseller fetched his treasure out of the small, old-fashioned safe behind the counter. Sannery's Southern Lights. The only book Sannery had written, under that name at any rate. Sannery, after the erstwhile town of refuge for exiled writers, Sannery-sur-Mer on the south coast of Provence, was an impenetrable pseudonym. His, or her, publisher, Dupré, was in an old people's home, out on Île-de-France, enduring Alzheimer's with good cheer. During Perdu's visits, the elderly Dupré had served him up a couple dozen versions of who Sannery was and how the manuscript had come into his possession. So Monsieur Perdu kept on searching. For 2 decades he had been analyzing the rhythms of the language, the choice of words and the cadence of the sentences, comparing the style and the subject matter with other authors. Perdu had narrowed it down to 11 possible names. 7 women and 4 men. He would have loved to thank one of them, for Sannery's Southern Lights was the only thing that pierced him without hurting. Reading Southern Lights was a homeopathic dose of happiness. It was the only balm that could ease Perdu's pain, a gentle, cold stream over the scorched earth of his soul. It was not a novel in the conventional sense, but a short story about the various kinds of love, full of wonderful invented words and infused with enormous humanity. The melancholy with which it described an inability to live each day to the full, to take every day for what it really was, namely unique, unrepeatable, and precious. How that dolefulness resonated with him. He handed Jordan his last copy.
Read this. 3 pages every morning before breakfast, lying down. It has to be the first thing you take in.
Southern Lights. A novel. Sannery. Everything is connected, says Love.
I know, says Death.
That's terribly illogical, says Logic.
The olive tree has its own thoughts on the matter.
1. Love and the Maiden. Marie-Jeanne's cradle stood under a broad canopied olive tree some people claimed was over 800 years old. Something the tree would neither confirm nor deny.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?